Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
Weekend! Yay. I can see it!
I can, yeah, what? It took like 7 days to get here. What took so long?
Right? We finally landed. Ahoy.
Yay. I mean,
Friday doesn't count, right? Or do you count Friday towards your weekend, or is it still part of the work week?
I think it counts.
Right?
I think it counts. Yeah, it's like half weekend.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It's a joy.
Absolutely. Well, because, I mean, let's be honest. It's Friday. How much are you really getting done today anyway? I mean, come on.
But look at you. Davis in early for Dancing Eric Hansen. You're going to get so much done today?
Yeah, I have so many activities.
It's but a jump start on your morning.
It did not affect me at all when the alarm clock went off at four. No.
You feel no pain.
No. Clean as a whistle, baby. Nothing to it.
Dancing Eric Hansen on his way to New York City to enjoy a little Billy Joel concert.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I really do kind of hope it gets interrupted.
Just like a local news person comes out at the exact moment in Piano Man. Yeah, and just breaks it up a little bit.
That would be both outstanding and it would just make me laugh.
I've heard nothing about it since, but no. I just think that come on, Billy Joel, play with it just a little bit.
Yeah, because isn't this one of those milestone? I mean, that was the milestone one. So yeah, it's like, come on, let's at least acknowledge it.
Please.
Yes.
Yeah. I think that he kind of wants that too. So
I would hope.
We're all good with it, right? Yeah. We just want that to happen in real time.
Oh, totally.
The dream. Yeah. But excited. Looking forward to this day. We've got our first Chick-fil-A Workday winner to award some lunch in Johnson County. So very excited about that. It's going to be a good day.
Yeah. There's nothing like being able to take food to people because nothing makes people happier than free food.
I know. And on a Friday, you can't be mad at it.
Nope. Cannot.
And then it's baseball season. There's a lot of fun that comes around baseball season, but I got to share with you, as much as I enjoy a baseball game and I'm there for the peanuts and the Cracker Jacks and maybe a frothy beverage in my hand.
Absolutely.
You gotta pay attention at baseball.
Oh, you do.
There's stuff that happens and you gotta just look alive. Case in point, there is a video going around of a LSU baseball game. And the guy is a huge fan. He goes to all the games. But he is going viral because he took a home run ball to the head.
Oh!
Yeah. The moment isn't going viral, the whole don't right off his head. It's the afterwards interview because the guy is just a delight.
You know, I've been carrying this glove with me for years. Now's my time. I got one coming. Hole in the glove, man. What can I say? Being off my dome and got a nice little goose egg.
Does it hurt?
It don't feel good. It felt like every bit of a 109-mile-an-hour home run ball, yes.
Did we get the ball afterwards? Or?
No, it skipped over the fence, but Josh Pearson, man, he's such a great guy. He came to toss me their toss ball that they do in between innings. Probably Friday I'll go get Tommy White to sign it for me and maybe kiss my bobo.
The poor guy has a big welt on the top of his head, 109-mile-an-hour, like the ball coming through the air, beamed right off his dome.
You have to have your eyes open. So this actually happened, not a home run ball, but...
You took a ball to the head?
No, not a ball. We're at when I worked in Green Bay, we went to a Wisconsin Timber Rattlers game. Ironically, they were playing the Colonels.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And so they do this thing where at certain points in the ball game, they throw bags of peanuts into the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So they're like, everybody stand up. It's peanut time.
Let's go.
As I'm standing up, I make some joke to my wife, who turns and looks at me as though, what is your problem? And bam, right in the side of the head, takes a big old bag of nuts right to the dome. And I cannot stop laughing.
It's not funny.
It's not funny.
And she's like, it's not. It's not.
And it is, at the same time, the funniest thing that had ever, I mean, and I'm with our equivalent of the street team.
Oh.
And they're all like, what is your problem? You know, but I'm kind of their boss, so they can't really say anything. They're just looking at me horrified.
This guy's a monster.
And finally, the guy that's behind me, who is not with us at all, is like, what are you doing, dude? You have to live with her. And I'm like, oh my God, you're right.
Oh
yeah.
It's scared straight.
I should have thought of that.
She was okay.
She was okay.
This guy is going to be okay, too. I mean, it's like, it's no harm, no foul, but there is just something funny about those moments, right?
It is exactly
funny. And you can't put a finger on exact, because it's not, somebody getting hurt is not funny, but it's a little bit funny.
It's a little bit funny. I'm not going to lie.
And you know what? At the end of the day, he's got a great story and a baseball.
And honest to God, he has the best attitude about it, because some people would be like,
I'm going to sue.
Yeah, or I'm not going to talk about it. No. He's like, ah, I've been taking this glove for years. I can't.
Turns out there's a hole in it.
Who knew I couldn't catch?
Unfortunate.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
You know, every now and then, I just get this, like, urge. And yet, I don't know, like, where it comes from, but I think it's probably jealousy and envy. Because I've got a family. I've got two sisters, a younger brother, and my sister-in-law. They all got Costco memberships.
Ooh.
I am the last holdout to get the big box membership. They all go and they can go whenever they want because they've got that fancy card.
The fancy card.
Yeah, you just flash the card. You can't go in unless you got the card. And it just feels very like an exclusive club.
It is. It is.
They give the memberships to anybody, but I don't know if I'm ready to make the leap. It just makes me, you are not getting yours out.
Ah!
He's a member, card-carrying member.
Yeah, on the other hand, the picture does make me look like some sort of serial killer.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's terrifying.
Don't flash that side.
No.
Nobody wants to see that.
That is not what I'm putting on my Bumble profile. Let's put it that way.
It's not attractive.
No.
The thing is, like, I have to, if I want to visit, I have to go with somebody, right? I have to have a chaperone. Otherwise, I feel like I am some sort of fugitive.
Welcome, Costco member. Due to some customers sharing membership cards, you must now present your membership card along with photo ID at self-checkout. If you wanted to enter the refrigerated fruits and vegetables section, Costco now requires a hair sample and fingerprints. If you are purchasing from the electronics department, that will require blood work and your social security number. And thanks for shopping at Costco.
Just like, what do I need to bring? Like, if I have to go, I'm feeling very nervous. Like, how can I prove it? I'm legit.
I swear to God. Look, I'm with, yes.
So I'm like, I've been offered a trip this weekend. I'm going to take it. But I feel like I need to, like, seal the deal. Like, I need to break down. Everybody else is doing it. I need to do it, too. Is that just caving to peer pressure?
It is. But on the other hand, you can get ginormous bags of salted cashews for like $3.
Sold. I'll do it for the cashews alone.
Just saying.
3-pound bags of cashews? Sign me up.
Sign you up. Exactly. You never know when you're going to need that many nuts.
I know. And like, just like, there's so many things. Like, I've heard the produce is even better. Like, I could have twice the amount of lettuce go bad in my fridge.
Oh,
right?
Absolutely.
That'd be amazing.
Can you imagine just the sheer number of apples that you will not eat?
Yes. I could have them sit out for like a week and then get fruit flies. It'll be amazing.
It's going to be amazing for you.
I think you've talked me into it.
I have realized that there's a reason that I, when Dancing Eric Hansen is off, there's a reason I do not know nerd news. I am not in charge of the nerd news because I clearly do not know anything about science.
Uh-oh.
So I woke up this morning and, I have a big milestone birthday coming up, and I am feeling every second of that milestone birthday. And I woke up this morning and I had tweaked my back something fierce. And so
there's nothing worse than like you just feel every bit of your age as you stand.
Yes, exactly. Right. So I get into the car this morning and I'm on my way and I'm like, I know what's going to fix this. And I turned on the seat heaters.
Yes!
In the car.
Welcome to the club, my friend. Yes.
I'm like, it's warm. Uh-huh. It's hot. And my seat heaters do get very warm.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, this is going to take care of business. It's not going to take care of business.
Sweet relief, though.
No.
Temporary?
No.
Uh-oh. So then you need ice. I never know which one to do. Is it hot or is it cold?
Yeah. Apparently, this one's cold and I don't have seat coolers.
Oh, no.
So... I thought, I'm like, science, sweet science, it's going to take care of me.
Please.
No.
Dang it.
But one of these days, it's all going to work out for your boy.
One of these days.
Yes, yeah, science is going to come back to me.
It's got to.
All right, so Nubo City Market, we're going to have more time to enjoy Nubo.
That's exciting.
Yeah, they're adding to their hours of operation beginning May 1st. Nubo will be open on Wednesdays from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. and extending Saturday hours until 8 o'clock.
Oh.
Yep, Nubo will still be closed on Mondays and Tuesdays.
I appreciate that, though, because sometimes you'll go and it's like, oh, yeah, it's not open right now.
Yeah, I know, right? So that's wonderful. This is interesting. It's could be expensive, so don't be stupid, is basically the takeaway.
That's good.
Fines will be increasing for Iowa motorists caught ignoring crossing gates and flashing lights and illegally driving across railroad tracks in locations called quiet zones.
As someone who just picked up a crossing gate arm following Earth Day, yeah, don't do that.
Yeah.
That's not good.
So trains in these so-called quiet zones, they're allowed, in fact, I don't think they can. They can't blow their horn so that there's less noise uh-huh. in the area. But people, therefore, don't hear them and are like, oh, well, there must not be anything coming. So they go around the gates or whatever, ignore the flashing lights. New fine, $520.
Ooh.
So do not get caught doing that. So it's a bad idea anyway, but it's going to get even worse. Oh, I'm so happy. The Iowa Pork Producers Association.
Tulip season's almost over. What? Crocus?
Has announced the best breaded pork tenderloin contest, which finds the best tenderloin sandwich in the state.
Yes.
Oh, I do love me some tenderloin.
They're delicious.
Yes. Last year's competition had over 10,000 nominations, which is crazy.
Wow.
I know, right?
But we take those seriously.
Yes. We do not mess around in this state with our tenderloins. To qualify, tenderloin must be hand-breaded and part of the regular menu at a restaurant with year-round hours. Food trucks, concession stands, and catering businesses are not eligible. But that's still... Oh,
that's a lot of tenderloins.
I cannot wait. I love me a tenderloin. You know what's got us feeling all right this morning? Let me introduce you to Larry Farish Jr. Larry is a bus driver.
Okay.
Recently, he noticed that one of the kids on his route was having a bad, not so good day. Normally, Levi gets on the bus. He's waiting with a big old smile and is happy and is joyful. Mm-hmm. On this day, Levi was not himself.
Oh, no.
And Larry asked why. Levi says he didn't have any pajamas for pajama day at school.
Oh, which kids hate that.
Yeah, right?
Yes.
When you know, all your friends are taking part and uh-huh. you can't. So sad, he sat in a seat by himself away from his friends, you know, in tears.
Poor Levi.
Poor Levi. Well, Larry could not have this. So after he dropped off all the kids at school, he went to the store and picked up PJs for Levi and took them to him at school.
That is so sweet.
It is sweet. Levi says, I can tell Mr. Larry is nice and his heart is filled with joy. When he got me the pajamas, I did a happy cry.
Yes, you did.
Yes, you
did. I did a happy cry. Me too, Levi.
I know.
Me too.
Oh, Mr. Larry, that's what's got us feeling all right this morning.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Before he magically appeared at the NFL draft, Eminem confirmed that he is going to have a 12th studio album coming out this summer, and it's called The Death of Slim Shady.
Oh, no.
I know. I'm concerned.
I'm excited about the idea of a new
Eminem. Yes.
That excites me. The idea that the death of Slim Shady, that does not excite me.
But are we just playing like, you know, you still got the alter ego Slim Shady? I mean, he's been rocking that since 97. And I understand saying like, okay, no more Slim.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, is it like when Beyonce killed off Sasha Fierce?
Oh, yeah.
Hopefully.
Hopefully she's gone for good.
Yeah. Well, hopefully that's all this is, because I would hate it if this was it.
I know, for Eminem entirely.
Exactly.
I don't know. He did release a little promo for the album. It featured a true crime reporter that was discussing Slim Shady's demise online. And there was a guest appearance by 50 Cent. He made a little cameo, said he's not a friend, he's a psychopath. And then Eminem himself appears in the video and he states that I knew it was only a matter of time for Slim. So we'll see what all this means.
Well, give him credit. He knows how to gin up publicity, because, you know, that's crazy.
That's juicy and that's exciting.
It is. So,
well done, Eminem. Okay, this is... We'd have known for a while that actress Emma Stone, that's not her real name.
Right.
Emma Stone is actually Emily Stone, but when she was first getting into the business... She had to change her name, because when you want to be an actor or actress, you have to register with the Screen Actors Guild.
Right.
And to be a card-carrying member, it's not like Costco. Everybody's got to have their own name.
Right. Because, you know, you don't want to be confused for another Emma Stone.
Exactly. So Emily had to change her name slightly. She's like, I'll just be Emma Stone and that'll be different enough.
Sure.
But her real name is Emily, and she's finally had enough over the years. She said, I just can't do it anymore. Just call me Emily, please.
I would think that after this point, you'd just be so used to it.
It's so hard. Yeah, no, she never adjusted. She's like, the people in her, you know, her real life, the people, friends and family, they still call her Emily. They know her by her real name.
Yeah.
But if a fan approaches her and you mess up and you get excited and you're like, oh my gosh, Emma Stone, she's not going to get mad. It's just that she'd like to make the transition into being Emily.
I suppose that's fair if your entire family and everybody that knows you is calling you Emily.
I suppose. But it's like when like Kanye wants to change his name to Ye, or like Prince went through all of that. Like, it's hard for me to change.
Yeah, I feel like the Emma ship has sailed.
Yeah.
I think you're stuck, honey.
It's hard. Morgan Wallen, rumor has it, might be starting his own bar empire if he stays out of jail. Sources say he's investing millions into a place on the Las Vegas Strip. Don't really have any specific details, but the rumor is it could be an extension of this bar and Tennessee Kitchen, which is a music venue that he's opening up in downtown Nashville later this year. So maybe it's like an empire kind of thing.
Right.
His reps say that he is not opening up a place. But isn't that kind of like exactly what you would say if you didn't want people to know that you were going to open up a place?
And it's exactly what your people would say, like, if you're opening a bar and you keep doing stupid things because you drink.
Like throwing chairs and almost killing people?
Yeah, that seems like something that you may not want to admit. Oh, you know what? I just did this stupid thing that I'm facing jail time for, so I'm going to open a bar.
Actually, maybe it's not the best time to make the announcement. I'm going to just...
Yeah, maybe. Roll, maybe not.
Roll that one back. You know what? Good call on that one.
Yeah.
Good call.
Yeah.
That's what we like to call
Z's Sleaze.
Okay, nerds. I've got you. Normally, this is Danson Eric Hansen's space, but he's off being a nerd for music, enjoying some Billy Joel in New York City.
So
he handed me a stack of things that are of the utmost nerd importance.
Yes.
So I bring you nerd news. I don't know the elevation. He knows all that stuff off the top of his head. It's so
weird.
Which
is terrifying.
Absolutely terrifying. Yeah. Okay, we have been talking about this. In nerd news. This is a nerd news follow-up. We've known that there are going to be trillions of cicadas set to hatch in the eastern U.S. over the next few weeks. We're looking at cicadas from Georgia to Wisconsin. It's going to happen. One of the broods is also here in eastern Iowa.
Oh, fantastic.
Super gross, right? There's two separate pods. There's the 17-year and the 13-year broods. And if you're wondering, like, okay, what's going to happen? Do we start hunting them? Do we eat them? You can. Yes, they're edible. But there is a problem that is emerging in one of the broods that's already hatching in the south. In Newberry, South Carolina, the sheriff's department had to make a message to people. They have a Facebook message this week that's asking people to stop filing noise complaints. There is nothing they can do about it. And they've gotten so many complaints. People call into the sheriff's department and they're like, I think I hear some sort of siren. There's a weird roaring and it's really, really loud. It's disturbing us. The sheriff's department wanted everybody to know that it's just the cicadas. Filing a report with the sheriff's office is going to do you no good. Unfortunately, it's just nature.
Yeah, it's funny. The police don't have jurisdiction over bugs.
Once you guys start taking care of that problem.
Come on.
Not in your jurisdiction. Show them who's boss.
That's right.
Okay, and then this is where I'm going rogue in nerd news.
Oh, I like this.
Okay, stay with me. There is a merchant who sipped 25 glasses of wine while running the London Marathon. His name is Tom Gilby. He's also known as the wine guy on TikTok, which I know everything I just sound. It sounds cool. Wine? Cool. Yeah. TikTok? Cool. Running a marathon? Yes.
Well.
But here's where it gets nerdy.
Okay.
He did something very special during his marathon. He blind tasted each glass and then guessed the wine's origin and vintage.
Oh, he took what little coolness there was and made it weird.
Just made it nerdy as possible.
It's London Marathon Day. We're starting with a red. We're doing 26 wines, one per mile.
Americans of Pinot Noir from Burgundy, 2018. If that's not a Barolo, fire me. I think it's a New World, quite fruity, a little bit of sugar, jam shed.
Shiraz, Australia. Have I scratched it?
On mile 18. 23. I think it could be a Chardonnay. I think it could be from South Africa.
He guessed where they're from, too.
He did. I know. I'm like, just by the flavor of the wine alone.
That is some straight up nerd.
Now, he got 7 correct.
Wow.
4 were totally wrong. And the remaining he got like partial credit on. Like you got the what kind of wine it is, but maybe the wrong region, or you got the region right, really, but not the kind of wine.
Oh, my goodness.
He did finish the marathon. He finished in 4 hours and 41 minutes, including all of the wine stops. How does a person finish a marathon while drinking 25 glasses of wine?
I was going to say, I'm not a big wine guy myself. So, you know, I'm not the best judge, but wine is heavy, man.
I know. And I'm guessing these are just like light pours, but my pores tend to be heavier. But still,
that is a lot. Still,
I know, that's a lot. Good on him. And now, bad news for dogs, I guess. I think the guard dog may become obsolete because there's something even more intimidating that the homeowner can purchase. A robot dog with a flamethrower attached to their head. Apparently.
Oh my! I don't care. I want one, and yes. I want it now.
It doesn't seem too dangerous for you at all.
Not even a little bit.
No, I want
bring it.
Flamethrower dog. The company is called Throw Flame, and they are selling what they're calling the Therminator. $9,400 for one of these pups.
Whew. That seems low for a flamethrower by itself, let alone a robot dog.
I haven't been in the market, Davis. I guess I don't know the price of a flamethrower as well as you seem to, sir.
I have not priced them out, but I would think that a flamethrower would be at least as much as a small economy hatchback.
Fair point. You operate. I mean, it's got Wi-Fi. It's got Bluetooth.
Oh, my. So,
and the flames shoot up to 30 feet.
So you can have your playlist going while you're throwing flames out of your dog's head.
They're legal in all 50 states.
Oh, yes.
Throw flame checked. Thank goodness. You do need a special permit in California and Maryland. Sorry, guys.
Buzzkill.
And they're not really pushing the guard dog angle. They do have a list on their website, though, of the 8 things that this thing is perfect for.
They're pushing the flamethrower part. Come on!
Well, controlled burns. That dog's going to be very helpful on that, right? Can you imagine in this area snow and ice removal? It'll be a breeze.
Yeah. A blizzard? Well, I was going to go out and shovel myself, but I'm going to send Phytobot.
Yeah, yeah. The Furminator is going to go take care of all the weeds. If you want to clear some weeds really quickly, yes. Imagine you're trying to do a big show. Like, you know, you're on stage and you want some pyrotechnics. Bring your dog. Pest removal?
That's going to do it.
Bunch of like fire ants on fire. Yes, I want to see this. The Furminator, available now at throwflame.com.
And probably in the SkyMall catalog.
Let's be honest. Yes, yes.
Because that's what we do.
Come back to these exact coordinates next week, nerds, for Nerd News on Z102.9.
Excitement around these here parts is building.
Absolutely.
We're getting ready. It's just almost a week away. A week and a day.
A week and a day away.
Z102.9's Hold Your Horses prom is coming up. As soon as we flip that calendar on Wednesday, it's going to be on.
Right. And I will tell you that I'm late, so my outfit for prom, such as it is starting to roll in.
Okay.
I got the first chunk of it yesterday.
Are you getting nervous at all that something might not be just so?
Yes, because if it doesn't work, I don't have any chance to change it. Luckily, worst case, I can always go back to what I wore last year.
True.
But I bought new stuff and got the first package yesterday and I opened it. Which is weird because I'm not a clothes guy, but I was super excited. I'm like, let's go.
There is something really exciting about getting dressed up and looking sharp. It makes you feel so, so good.
Right.
And it's a great opportunity. Z102.9's prom is just that. It's like that prom, you know, where like you researched and searched for the exact outfit, the exact look you wanted to have for your high school prom. But now you get to do it as an adult. Look sharp and also enjoy an adult cocktail or two.
Yeah. You're not going to get detention if you get caught with an adult beverage.
Yeah. You could do some dirty dancing if you want to.
Yeah. We don't care. Go. You'll actually like your date.
That's nice.
You will want to go home with them.
There's so many perks of having prom as an adult. DJ, these are just a few.
Yeah, DJ Lady J is going to be throwing it down. She's got a whole bunch of stuff planned. It is going to be the biggest party of the spring. It is going to be amazing, and it's super easy to get tickets. You can start, if you want to just do it super simple, easy, go to KZIA.com. You can buy them online.
They're right there. The Z102.9 app, also a great option. Or if you're like, you know what? I'm downtown Cedar Rapids. Stop by Theater Cedar Rapids, the box office. Bring your cash, and $30 is going to get you your tickets for prom.
Yep. You can also save ticket fees at both Theater Cedar Rapids box office and Hertine and Stocker Jewelers in downtown Iowa City. They both have prom tickets.
Trying to make it super, super easy, but make sure you move on those tickets. You want to get your tickets now because you got to get the outfit together. You got to order all the stuff and make sure that you are ready to look your best for Z102.9 prom. Talking about it behind the scenes. We're trying to turn Dancing Eric Hansen into Dancing Eric Horseman. So I need to do the exact same thing. I want to get him a horsey head, and I would really love for him to have hooves as well.
Well, more than the natural ones.
right.
Also, I don't want to put too fine. I don't want to. Prom committee might get mad at me for saying this because I'm not sure I'm supposed to. But you know, Kentucky Derby theme. You know how you wear hats. Uh-huh. They wear those crazy hats.
Yeah.
There's gonna be a hat contest. For the best hat.
It's on.
And there's also going to be one for the best dressed man.
Oh, excuse me. Dapper gentleman?
Most dapper gentleman, best hat. So there's going to be chances to win prizes.
Okay, we've got dancing and drinks, and now there's prizes as well.
Mm-hmm.
All in for Z102.9 prom.
Find out more at KZIA.com.
It's the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble.
Z102.9.
Time to clear through some useless knowledge, and we need to just kind of give the wheel a spin and get some of this junk out of here on a Friday. Do you mind just giving it a quick spin?
All right, let's do this. All right.
And then you, as soon as it lands, and it will eventually land,
okay,
you have to give me the number that it lands on because I can't quite see the bottom part.
Okay, 12.
Okay, 12. Okay, you know how a bottle of sriracha, like every single bottle has that rooster on it, right?
Right.
Green lid, rooster. Why is the rooster on there? Do you know?
I have no idea.
Well, it's because the guy who created it was born in 1945, and 1945 was the year of the rooster.
Of course that's why.
So he put a rooster on the bottle.
Do you have any idea what it was the year of when you were born?
No.
No, me neither.
No.
No, that's, I'm more impressed that he knows than I am that he invented sriracha.
Really? Because sriracha is pretty dang delicious.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I'm like, that's pretty.
Good on you.
Yeah.
Give it another spin.
Sorry.
That was lame.
Yeah.
I mean, sorry.
Yeah. Seven.
Perfect. Michael Jordan. When he went to school, he actually got his degree in cultural geography from the University of North Carolina because his backup plan, if the whole basketball thing didn't work out, was he wanted to be a weatherman.
Really?
Yeah.
And cultural geography?
What? Cultural doesn't seem like you have enough to be a weatherman.
That does not seem very weatherman-y.
I think you might want meteorology.
On the other hand, I would totally watch Michael Jordan doing the weather.
Heck yes. Has anybody tried to let him do that?
I don't know. We should.
Oh, my gosh.
We need to call our friends at Iowa's News Now.
And you know that he has the ability because he did the whole Space Jam movie, so he's worked with green screens before.
Oh, yes.
Oh.
We gotta call Kopelman.
He might be good. Kopelman!
Kopelman!
Rebecca Kopelman!
Come on, baby.
Invite him. Oh, ooh. This one has colors.
Yes, it's pretty. All right. Number six.
We have no actual evidence that real Vikings ever wore helmets with horns on top. It just, there's no evidence of it, but it does look cool.
It looks very cool.
There's no denying.
I got to be honest with you. I would be disappointed if I found out that the Vikings did not have
horns. Oh, yeah.
Horns.
It was just guys with the shields and the axes
and
or something.
Baseball cap.
Yeah.
Something like that.
A baseball cap? That'd be such a letdown.
It would be a total letdown.
No, it's got to be a helmet with horns.
Yeah, it'd be like, you know, if somebody with long flowing locks turns out to be a wig.
You're
always disappointed.
No, thank you.
No, we don't. Oh.
Look out.
A daily double.
Daily double. Did you know Starbucks, they sell coffee. I don't know if you've heard of them.
I've heard of them.
Oh, okay. They actually named the store after a character in Moby Dick, the book.
Okay.
But the founders almost didn't go with Starbucks because Starbucks is just a name of one of the characters. They were really into Moby Dick, apparently, because the backup name was not Moby Dick. They wanted to name it after the boat in Moby Dick, which, of course, was?
No idea.
The Pequod.
I think they chose better.
I think you did the right thing because I don't want to say, I got to go get a cup from Pequod.
Yeah, no. I am dragging. I need a Pequod.
I need a Pequoddy or something.
Yeah,
no, that's
no.
Just, nope.
It's not going to work.
It sounds gross. No, good thing. Nothing you can do with any of that, but hopefully it helps you in some sort of conversation this week.
At the very least, you have some water cooler stuff. Or you can laugh at us for thinking it's water cool. You know, whatever.
Whatever.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings, 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.